WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump reviving and expanding a policy from his first administration targeting a dozen countries with a full travel ban. It means no visitors from those countries, no temporary trips, no permanent moves. The president also placing partial travel restrictions on another seven countries.
People from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela will now be unable to come to the U.S. permanently or get student or tourist visas. The White House says they're targeting countries that lack proper vetting, fail to share identity and threat information, or exhibit high visa overstay rates.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Russian airstrikes have killed five more people, including, Ukraine says, a one-year-old boy, his mother and his grandmother, part of a drone attack in a northern city. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attacks. Also, those U.S.-Israeli-run centers in Gaza shut down for a second day. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In a story we've been following for a while now, a judge has struck down the rezoning of a property at Old Sauk Road that was set to become apartments to the opposition of neighbors there. Stonehouse Developments is seeking to build a 144-unit apartment building on Old Sauk, and residents push back and push back hard. Many said they were concerned about increasing population density without proper planning for increased traffic, storm drainage, and aesthetics. Last year, after tense, loud meetings, city officials approved rezoning for the project. Then four residents filed a lawsuit. According to reporting from the Isthmus, a judge has ruled that the city did not properly consider things like surroundings, access to urban services, transit, in accordance with Madison's comprehensive plan. The judge is ordering Madison's Common Council take another rezoning vote. City Attorney Michael Haas told the Isthmus that's not been placed on the schedule yet. Meanwhile, Wisconsin home sales are dropping again. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5%, compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement. Inventory levels varied across the state, remaining static in larger metropolitan counties, with improvements in micropolitan counties and rising to a 5-month supply in rural counties.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The crew beat the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers getting home runs yesterday from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins. Daz Cameron hit one 437 feet into center field on FanDuel Wisconsin.
They're now 12-8 against them.
3-2, hammered out towards left center field, and it is gone for Daz Cameron. That's his fourth hit of the trip, his first home run as a Brewer, and it's 5-1 Milwaukee.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Reds to take the series 2-1. Milwaukee's now beat Cincinnati 12 series in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Really proud of our club to respond the way it did. Really, really proud of it.
Golf, the AmFam Championship going on this weekend at TPC Golf Course, just north of Madison.
That's the end game, right? I mean, that's why we're all doing this, to give back to not only the Children's Hospital here in town, but to all the other charities that we can impact and give money to, and to support those people and to give back.
That's Wisconsin golfer Steve Stricker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
We have quite a selection of hearing aids. Bluetooth, of course, and AI. We're Android robots.
You've been assimilated into the Borg.
We are into the Borg. Be kind of cool.
The Borg hearing aid.
If they haven't, we should latch on to that. The John and Gordy Borg hearing aid devices at a special discount.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
The show kicks off with Congressman Mark Pocan, who went toe-to-toe against Russell Vogt, head of the OMB, and ate his lunch. Don't miss our chat.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Evening on a... My fellow Americans, we gather this evening on a momentous night, because yesterday in Washington, the thinkable happened. There's now trouble brewing between the president and former first buddy Elon Musk. No, I'm starting to worry that two narcissistic megalomaniacs with a total inability to see value in other humans might have a hard time making friends.
Stephen Colbert, our buddy, our pal, our leader of the resistance, Mark Hamill, was on Colbert last night. He will be on Today's Show and The View on Friday. Kelly Clarkson on Monday.
Wow.
He has an amazing new movie coming out called Life of Chuck.
Okay.
By Stephen King, but it's not scary. Because, I wouldn't do scary.
Right.
Stephen King, a horror film.
Stephen King has written, he did The Shawshank Redemption, which wasn't a horror film.
Right.
So
he's
capable.
Right. Well, speak for yourself. If you've done hard time in prison like I have, it's a horror film.
When did...
Huh? Good morning, Bella.
Bella.
Wait a minute.
Back up.
Pause, rewind.
Let's get to the more important things.
This. Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. This is a lot to unpack with Black Betty on Twitter.
Okay.
Okay, Steph, you need to talk with HR. First interview question, Gail Godot, yay or nay? Bella's brilliance is starting to fade.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah. See, our first fight.
Guys.
You don't like Gail Godot, who looks like my ex, and I'm...
I'm going to bring in a supercut of her worst line delivery
tomorrow.
No,
you are not, lady. I'm not watching it. Yeah. Granted, Linda Carter is fantastic, but I was a hormonal teenage farm boy in Montana in the 70s. You're pretty. Chris is right about Brandy. Okay, no.
I am right about Brandy.
Yes, I'm pretty. No. Brandy was not a horse. She was a barmaid. This is a lot. Also, thank you for the... Bella told us this yesterday. Audrey says Wonder Woman is from Themyscira,
yes.
A.K.A. Paradise Island. So you were wrong on that, too. It is not the island of Lesbos. They're not all lesbians. How were you not paying attention, Wonder Woman, Chris Pine? What is going on with you? Lots of the ladies there were the straight ladies.
I'm sure they bumped uglies.
No, stop it. You don't know what happened in Themyscira.
Themyscira?
I don't know.
There was some scissoring.
All right, stop it. You don't know that.
Happy Pride to Wonder Woman.
Yeah, happy Pride.
Did Brandy scissor while she was waiting for her sailor to come home?
I'm sure. I mean, when there were no sailors in port.
Okay. All right. See?
Any
now
port
we're
in a storm.
We're off track already. We have a huge show. We have Carl Frisch.
Yeah, we have a lot of people.
We have Dr. Erwin Redlener. We have Dana Goldberg. And are we allowed to say why or no?
I don't think yet.
Okay. David Jolly's here. That's very exciting. David Jolly will be here.
The embargo time on the press release.
4 o'clock Eastern, 4 a.m. Eastern, I believe. Doesn't it say 4 a.m. Eastern?
I believe
don't
so.
Look, don't show the letterhead.
Yes, you can say it now.
Oh, David Jolly's running for governor of Florida. Yay! What is happening when I agree more with David Jolly and Joe Walsh than I do with Karine Jean-Pierre? What has happened in the world?
Don't we have a jingle for Karine Jean-Pierre?
I don't know. We have had her on.
We've had her on a couple of times.
And by the way, there's dispute about this because at first, you know, some people thought it was another Biden bashing book. But then people are like, no, she's saying she's leaving the party because of the way they treated Joe Biden. So she's defending Biden. At any rate, it's a really bad idea to leave the one party that can save us from fascism right now. And seriously, we're going to have Joe Walsh on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what is happening. We hated that guy. Remember?
Joe Walsh?
Yes.
Oh, we said awful things about him on the air. Yes.
But he's like, everything he's saying now makes so much sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Carlos always says, there is a binary choice. You know, the independent generally only helps get the Republican elected.
Right. But you don't help beat the enemy by quitting the party.
Thank you.
You strengthen the party by
joining
the party.
Talk her out of it.
Well, yeah.
Listen, I finally brought Joe Walsh to the light. I'm going to take credit for that.
Well, that's also my
issue. And David Jolly.
That's also my issue with Bernie Sanders.
Yes, thank you. We've talked about this.
Yeah, you know, they'll say, oh, he caucuses with the Democrats. But, you know, join the friggin' party.
Yeah. I mean, don't beat up on, you know what I mean? You're there when times are good to take credit and then beat up on people the second things go sideways. And by the way, while the media keeps doing one story after another about Democrats can't win elections and what's wrong with Democrats and Biden old and this and that, blah, 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 is it his fault, is it Kamala's fault? We just won another landslide election in South Carolina. Was it yesterday, the day
before?
It's
for the State House, but yes.
Yes, but still, it's been, you know, Nebraska, Wisconsin, like, on and on. It's just the same storyline is making me lose my... All right. Yay. It's a holly jolly Christmas this morning with David Jolly in hour three. I mean, it is getting so predictable at this point, right? I mean, the distractions. I mean, what do we keep saying? Like the you know, we have all fresh horrors and then, you know, they bring the old horrors back, like the travel ban. Mm-hmm. There's a new COVID variant that is apparently like going insane in the United States now. I mean, it is right. Well, Joe Walsh.
Oh my God.
Do you think 2016 Steph would believe that 2025 Steph?
Has
quoting Joe Walsh favorably.
Has 2025 Joe Walsh ever listened to 2016 Steph?
Oh, well, not obviously not, or he wouldn't be coming on tomorrow. I saw him at the DNC.
I know.
He said he's always had a huge crush on me. You know how that is, Bella.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the boys come to the yard. My milkshake is better than theirs.
Well, you're easy.
Yeah, there's that, too. That was my original morning show in New York. Easy Steph and DJ Jazzy Jew. That's what we called our show.
Did you really?
Yeah. Me and Howard. Yeah. Easy Steph and DJ Jazzy Jew. We thought it was funny. Okay. Yes. Joe Walsh says, so to distract from the... Oh, this is Joe Walsh's has a crush on me music.
Okay.
So to distract from the weakest jobs report in 2 years caused by his stupid tariffs, he bans black and brown people from entering our country. Mm-hmm. MAGA, MAGA. I mean, oh my God. And prosecuting Joe Biden for... Every administration has used AutoPen, and also they have no evidence of which ones were AutoPen. Yeah. It's the most. But seriously, weaponizing the DOJ to go after Joe Biden because of his disastrous everything. I don't even know where to start with his disastrous everything, right? Covey says the jobs report was bad. Elon trashing the budget bill. The CBO said his budget bill would add $2.4 trillion to the national debt and kick at least 11 million Americans off health care. So Trump announces a travel ban. Mm-hmm. Like, we see you. Like, this is just the latest awful thing today, right? To distract from all of the other awful policies. Okay. So President Biden pushed back hard against the White House directive from Trump ordering an investigation into his use of presidential powers, calling it a distraction. Thank you! From the GOP's push for disastrous legislation. He's questioning Biden's use of AutoPen as what he called one of the most dangerous, concerning scandals in American history. The thing that he's also used.
He also used an AutoPen.
Oh, and by the way, he cited the terrorist incident in Colorado for the travel ban, even though Egypt is not on the travel ban list. That's where that guy came from, and his visa expired under Donald Trump. If those are your, in the blame Biden stack, just in March under, okay. So maybe if he did something about that, he wouldn't have to ban, you know, 11 billion countries. Okay, Biden said, let me be clear. I made the decisions during my presidency. I made the decisions about the pardons, executive orders, legislation, proclamations. Any suggestion I didn't is ridiculous and false. I mean, that's the other thing. He talked about the pardons. Mm-hmm. He ordered them, obviously. He talked about them and why. And by the way, speaking of politicization of the DOJ, that tells me, Chris, they were going to prosecute Fauci and Liz Cheney and members of Biden's family.
That's right.
They're mad that they can't, so now they're trying to undo these pardons. I mean, by the way, Biden was asked, he wants to vacate the pardons, and Biden said he's vacant. He's still got it. He's funny. Uncle Joe can still get off a joke. He accused Trump and Republican lawmakers of using the inquiry to divert attention from their legislative agenda, warning they aim to cut essential programs like Medicaid and raise costs on American families, all to pay for tax breaks for the ultra-wealthy and big corporations. Thank you. You know what else is happening?
What?
I just agree with Steve Bannon yesterday. I'm feeling dizzy. Well, because he at least admitted you have to raise taxes. Like, the only way, right? I mean, it's just, you have to raise taxes on the rich.
If you want all the goodies that are in this big, beautiful bill, yes, you have to raise taxes.
Right. Wow. The, what do you call it? Elon Musk, Trump fight is heating up.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a bitch fight.
Here's the bad thing. So Trump hasn't said anything, which tells you how much crap Elon Musk has on Trump, right? Because when does Trump ever shut the up about anything, right?
Uh-huh.
So he hasn't said anything, even though, like, Musk is escalating this fight against the big, beautiful bill. Can you believe he makes adults call it the big, beautiful bill? God. What was I saying? I have a dream. I always have a dream, Chris. I always have a dream that we will find out about 2024 election. Hurry. But the only reason I think we won't is because, Musk was involved, I think. This is my opinion. But he can't, you know, spill the beans on Trump without him going to prison as well. Uh-huh. I'm deeper and deeper in my soul believing there was some effery between Musk and Putin and whatever. But, whether we'll find out. I don't know. Putin's getting kind of mad, though. Didn't Putin just tell the U.S. and U.K. to tell Ukraine to stop? Now he's bear stop? He's really? The terrorist attacker who attacked a sovereign nation. Now he was like, you hit us back.
I'm still not happy that Trump and Putin planned an attack on Ukraine together over this phone call.
Well, right, the phone call, right?
Yeah.
That's egregious as F. Corey said, apparently Putin has told Trump he plans to retaliate against Ukraine, and we know that because Trump just told everyone. I mean,
like Adele.
I can't even. And by the way, Big Balls has a full-time job now.
Yeah, he does.
Oh. So this may make your honeypot mission to find out of election effery harder.
Yeah.
He has a big boy job.
Big Balls has a big boy job.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Oh, did you hear there's another intern in charge of which one am I thinking of? Oh, here it is. Oh, do you have some dating game music? No, you already have Jack. You already have a boyfriend. But ProPublica.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've heard of them. They're good.
Yeah. Says, meet 22-year-old Trump team's pick to lead the terrorism prevention.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Frank Flaguzzi, our friend, said, yes, we are the weakest national security state that he's ever seen in America.
Yes.
Yeah, he's 22.
Oh!
Yeah, he's in charge of terrorism prevention for the whole country.
I saw a picture of him this morning.
Yeah.
Total dude bro.
Oh!
Yeah.
1 year out of college.
Yep.
So...
similar to me.
With no apparent
No
apparent national security expertise. Why is that important?
Awesome.
Thomas Fugate, is the Department of Homeland Security official tasked with overseeing the department's main hub for combating violent extremism.
Yep.
Rest easy, everybody.
Total dude bro with aviator sunglasses.
Great. Those aren't even fashionable anymore. Sorry.
That's her main takeaway, not national security.
Right.
No, that's bad too. That's really
Take
bad.
Off those douche glasses. It's you're inside. Okay. All right, we have a huge show coming up. Yep. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo.
Credo
Mobile. Okay, this year, you've seen a lot of companies, right, quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. That's why Chris and I are all prided up today.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got rainbows coming out of our booties.
Shooting out of our butt. Because, right, we don't bend the knee or nope. We don't kiss the ring. Because winds have shifted, Credo is still a progressive phone company that's donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. So once you switch, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, ACLU, Transgender Law Center, on and on. And our members vote on who gets the money. Bring your current phone, your current number. So easy. Go on over, credomobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code, Steph25 at credomobile.com.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Well, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, it's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Join and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a backseat. Text fees may apply. Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. That's Knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard.
Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Council. Stephanie Miller.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Oh, that, I know. You're setting me up, Ella. I know. For these are my daily love tweets from.
I read these.
Michael on Blue Sky
has spreading it on
such
a little thick.
Exquisite taste in both broads and broadcasting. Well, there's a whole string. Pretty Stephanie, I'm convinced that time isn't affecting you. You are so pretty, funny, and professional. I am f-ing professional.
Uh-huh.
Ass face. The term black hole has a negative sound, but it also describes you. You are so attractive inside and out that the closer mortals get, the more we are all drawn in by the gravity of your
God.
Beauty.
God. Really?
Oh, he is so perceptive. He goes on, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Stephanie's eyes. My God, where to start? I can't look too long. I get overwhelmed with emotion by the indescribable color and warmth. Sometimes blue, sometimes purple. I guess if goddess was a color, it would be close.
Oh, God, really?
And finally, the only reason you are single is because there is no one else like you. It has to be intimidating for a woman to know that if they want to be with you, they will be the ugly one. They will be the dumb one in the relationship. Being single may be but the cross you have to bear for being such a vision. Yeah, that's it, Michael. Or maybe I'm just a giant loser and that's why I'm single. Okay, even that one was too much for me. That was pole vaulted over the uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Michael, how much of that was ChatGPT?
Yeah.
How drunk are you, Michael? Okay.
Oh my God.
It's funny. Oh. Karen in Chicago, hello.
Wow, Michael, no lies detected.
Wow,
thank
right,
you, but
yeah.
I mean, really,
so on point.
Wow. I just want to say, you know, with every tweet, with every trot, we need to be really clear and we cannot fall for the distraction, the ridiculous, yeah. Because really, you know, and I don't know if Bob, because I had a crazy work day yesterday, I don't know if Bob spoke about this, but I heard him on with John Fugelsang last night and they were talking about Peter Thiel and this Palantir.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah. We'll talk to David Jolly. The question I ask every day, what has happened to your small government Republican Party, right?
Yes. What? This is really scary. And see, okay, so, and I'm just going to say this.
And by the way, I thought we did a really good job when we put those microchips in the COVID vaccine. I mean, we're already tracking everybody, aren't we?
Yeah.
Seems redundant.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. See, and this is. But, Steph, let me just say this. This is my fear because literally I was telling my husband about it, and he said, well, can't the government already do that? Don't they already have all our information? This is the important key difference of people because I'm afraid that other people are going to have that same reaction. The key difference is it doesn't have free access. That is a fallacy, and that is perpetuated by the right, to freak everybody out. They have to have subpoenas and court orders to access your private information, and it's only after you are accused of a crime. And so, I mean, this is the key difference. The government cannot access your private information without court orders.
Yeah.
So this is different. These guys can have all your stuff.
They've done
away
with
hacked and sell it.
They've done away with due process and complying with court orders. So I guess that negates that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Wayne in Illinois, real quick. Hi, Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Wayne's not here, man.
Wayne has blah blah blah. Yep, Dems. Might says under Trump, unemployment rate is ticking up 4.2%. Jobs reports are falling well below expectations. The value of the dollar is collapsing. U.S. credit rating downgraded by Moody's, and no war's ended. Are we great yet? That's what the distractions are about every day. We will talk to Carl Frisch about that next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. I know we're starting to sound like a broken record here, but you're still going to want to limit your time outside today. The Department of Natural Resources has issued an air quality advisory alert for us until at least noon. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is making our air unhealthy. The Madison Fire Department has a new program where you can borrow an AED. An automated external defibrillator is a small device that can sense whether someone having a heart attack could benefit from a rhythm shock, and it can provide that shock while others do hands-only CPR and call 911. It recites clear instructions on how to use it and what to do out loud in English or in Spanish. Well, now the Madison Fire Department is essentially operating like a library. People can check out an AED for events like sports, family reunions, or gatherings with sensitive groups who may be at higher risk of needing one. You can borrow an AED by contacting the Madison Fire Department. And it's kind of wild this even needs to be said out loud, but the Department of Natural Resources is asking residents, please don't dump your pet fish into our local waterways. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Last week, a goldfish was caught in the wild in Wisconsin.
People thinking, oh, I don't really want to flush my goldfish. I think I'll release it into the wild. And then just realizing, well, that goldfish isn't naturally from Wisconsin, right? So maybe not the best step to take. And there are a few different groups that will offer kind of a rehoming service.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP.
Caring about what's in the natural environment, whether or not it should be there and how it affects the other living things. But a lot of times there are diseases too, especially when you get to certain types of things like snakes or other creatures.
The DNR says if you catch a fish that doesn't belong, notify the agency immediately with its location.
That's Brittany Merlot. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Wayne York, who makes the popcorn pick of the week. And then organized crime expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk about presidents and their connections to the mob.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We'll be right back.
social studies standards that teach that President Biden won the 2020 election?
I think our studies should all be taught accurately.
Yes or no?
I think our studies should
be taught accurately. The question was, do you believe that social studies standards that teach that President Biden won the 2020 election is an illegal DEI? Yes or no?
I think I have said we should teach accurately. We should.
No, you have not answered the question.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, wrestling lady. Okay, this guy might have something to say about that. Just guessing.
Carl.
Carl, look on Carl's
face. Let's
talk
to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Hi, CarlFrisch.com. Now, that was the Secretary of Education.
Yeah.
Your thoughts.
Is that real life or was that A1?
No. Yay, it's a steak sauce joke. Yay. Okay. When you read the transcripts, it's even worse. Because she just, no matter what the question is, right, she says, do you know what the Tulsa massacre is? Well, I'd like to look into it more and get back to you on that. The Congresswoman, do you know about the book Through My Eyes by Ruby Bridges, for instance, McMahon? I haven't read that. Have you learned about Ruby Bridges, McMahon? If you have specific examples, oh my God, that person would have flunked any test in your school district, right?
I mean, and the sad thing is it didn't end there.
No.
Right? Like, in her Senate testimony, which I'm sure you saw too, she said over 10 years, you know, each year we spend, you know, $1.5 billion. And over 10 years, that's $1 trillion. $1 trillion. Not $15 billion. $1 trillion.
I'm reading this whole transcript. Because we live in a fascist, authoritarian state, apparently, they cannot say Joe Biden won the 2020 election out loud because Trump will hear them. So this went on back and forth, right? Her not answering the question, right? Did not give a yes or no answer.
Right.
Right?
Well, how sad it is that the thing that would get the Secretary of Education fired is admitting that her boss lost the election 4 years ago, but not getting her fired is calling AI A1, misstating basic math, not knowing some very basic American history. Those things don't matter. Damaging the fragile ego of your boss.
Yeah.
That matters.
Speaking of basic math, because you come from a Republican family, so do I. We're having David Jolly on today, who has become a Democrat and running for governor of Florida. We have Joe Walsh on tomorrow, who just, has gone from being an independent to being a Democrat. But you and I, I'm sure, have talked about this for the last 20 years. But Maggie said, is anyone else tired of hearing Republicans repeat the same old lie that the economy will boom because of their tax cuts and the revenue it brings in will offset their tax cuts? That's never once happened in my lifetime, but somehow people keep falling for it. I mean, this is trickle down, except with Russian hooker pee. I mean,
God.
Well, I just thought of that.
And we know exactly what's going to happen, right? They're going to drive up the deficit. Uh-huh. And then in a couple of years, in a year and a half, when Democrats take control of Congress, Republicans will start talking about how they need to lower the deficit. And so everything must be cut. And they will continue the cuts. You know, what's interesting here is that this is despite them cutting virtually everything. So you've got this deficit that's going to be hung around Democrats' necks when it's been added to and created by Republicans. When they say this is not going to have the impact that the CBO, the nonpartisan CBO, has said it will have, which is, you know, a huge impact on our deficit and our national debt, they shouldn't be believed because they have no authority to tell us otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, hang on, Mike Johnson. We hear it again and again and again, blah, blah, blah. Oh, first of all, I just love him waiting for Elon to call.
Yeah.
Well, Elon, please call me back. Please call me. Oh, my God. He said several times yesterday. Yeah. I hope he calls me back. Anyway, but I was it him that repeated this whole thing that I was just talking about? I don't know. Ah, never mind. All right, we'll get to that. But it's just the same trickle-down lies we've heard for 11 billion years, and it never happens, right? I mean, and there is no way to justify adding. What are the numbers again? What did we say? $2.4 trillion to the national debt and kick at least 11 million Americans off health care.
Yeah, when you fetishize the robber barons, this is what you get for economic policies.
Right.
You know, this is an administration who thinks the best time this country ever had was when, the power and the wealth was consolidated in a few families in the country. Yeah. You know, what's odd about it is that when they talk about the good old days, they're talking about a time when Democrats were stabilizing the middle class following the period of the robber barons and, the great constellation of wealth at the very, very top. And so, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, where protections were put in place for working families, and unions were given strength, and the power imbalance was corrected, that created the American dream in this country. That is not what they want to return to. What they want to return to is a time when everybody that works for a living had no rights, no powers, no authority, and the few families that controlled wealth in this country have all of the power and authority.
In other news, happy Pride.
Yes.
Or is it happy? State Department reveals
Pride is always happy as long as we can celebrate Pride. Yep. It's
right.
Celebrating.
Yeah. Not them take your joy. Do not let them take your joy. State Department revokes visa of World Pride speaker just days before she was set to give opening remarks at World Pride's there in Human Rights Conference there in D.C. She's known as Lady Phil, right? The co-founder of UK Black Pride was denied entry into the U.S. after her visa was revoked due to her travels to Cuba earlier this year. Many LGBTQ plus travelers have expressed concerns or decided to skip the gathering due to anxieties about safety, border policies, and a hostile political environment. That is the saddest thing I've read lately. Several countries, including Denmark, Finland, Germany, issued cautions for LGBTQ plus travelers visiting the U.S. for World Pride. I mean, that is so sad to me as an American.
Yeah. Well, and let me just say, I will be there. I will be marching. And D.C. remains one of the queerest cities per capita in the United States. So if people are coming to the U.S., they should know that there are a lot of LGBTQIA people that live and work and reside in the DMV, the National Capital Region.
Chris Scott DuPont Circle reopened just with the power of his wrongness. The minute he said it was closed down, they opened it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yes. That happened.
You're welcome.
Well, why would you ever want to be a fairy without special powers?
Thank
right?
you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
You can make that joke because we're all homo gays. Okay. I mean, we talked about it yesterday, but just the very petty vindictiveness of, renaming the Harvey Milk and saying, oh, yeah, it's because it's Pride Month. We waited until it was Pride Month to rename it. And then you have this douche on Newsmax? Mm-hmm. He said, okay, so it's Pride Month. Anybody know who this guy is? He's a big icon in the gay community. Harvey Milk, he was a gay rights activist in San Francisco. He was eventually murdered. He was in the Navy for 4 years in the 50s. He left as a lieutenant, whatever he said, not exactly an admiral. Since when do you have to have been an admiral
right.
to have a... I mean, is that a new bar? But then he said, yeah, it's not a very impressive vessel. What? And then he said, so Pete Hegseth just announced they're changing the name just in time for Pride Month. Pete, I'm sorry I ever doubted you, man. This is fantastic. And then they went on to, like, imply he was a groomer and on and on. Here we go. Right?
Yeah. Just more owning the libs. Yeah. I mean, if that's economic policy in this country. So, look. What they can erase is the legacy that Harvey Milk created, right? One of the first LGBTQ elected officials in the nation, and now there are thousands. So,
including you.
There you go.
While they will still let me, you know, people can stop the recall effort targeting me if they want to go to mooksforcarl.com.
Yes.
Such sore losers. They're always sore losers. Okay, sorry. And you won by 11
billion. I think sore losers undercuts the reality, which is they just don't like democracy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Look, Harvey Milk's legacy is going to survive the Trump administration. You know, what it doesn't survive is when we stop talking about it. When we stop talking about our history is when it's forgotten or when it's erased.
And so
we have an obligation to keep speaking up.
Yeah. And by the way, Melissa says we are so steeped in the midst of fascism that we've already reached the Harriet Tubman, Anne Frank and Helen Keller weren't real level of fascism. You must, being on the Board of Education, just be like, what? Don't even get me started. Okay, let's do a good news, Gay Stack. June, the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, stands with our fellow Americans, honoring the invaluable contributions and sacrifices of all who have served our nation, including lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer veterans. VFW honors LGBTQ veterans. It's estimated there's a little more than a million LGBTQ veterans in the United States. So, you know, let's thank them for thanking everybody for their service.
Well, what's remarkable is if people actually knew their history, they'd know that it was World War II, you know, bringing so many people together in places like San Francisco and Manhattan and New York and in Washington, D.C., that created the first gay communities in this country.
Yeah.
The constellation of men together and women together working in factories, where they soon learned that the feelings they were having in the small town that they grew up in, where they thought they were the only person who thought these things, they were not alone.
Yeah.
And so they stayed in San Francisco, they stayed in New York, they stayed in Washington, D.C. And so as a result of their military service, we have, you know, an LGBTQ rights movement in this country today.
So let's end on this, the new Karim Jean-Pierre book, just because I want to get your take, because she is also an LGBTQ American, African-American, you know, who we've had on the show. Mm-hmm. I've always been a fan of. So there's a lot of controversy already about the, I'm sure no one's read the book yet. It's not out yet. You know, yeah. Some people immediately thought, oh, my God, Biden was so loyal to her, and this is another Biden bashing book. And then people are like, no, this is a book, you know, because she's mad about Democratic Party pushing Biden out, so it's defending Biden. But as Andrea Junker said, the fact that Karine Jean-Pierre would leave the Democratic Party during a constitutional crisis is hard to comprehend. The fact that she would leave the Democratic Party during a constitutional crisis and sell a book about it is disgusting. I mean, it's so interesting that we have David Jolly on today and Joe Walsh on tomorrow, who've both gone the opposite way.
Right.
They have joined the Democratic Party because they've said, not perfect party, only party stopping that believes in democracy, as you
said,
Carl.
Well, you know, every day that you wake up and you wonder, can it get worse? It absolutely can get worse.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's going to help it and hasten it to get worse is neutering the Democratic Party.
Yes.
Yeah. And I keep saying we keep winning, despite the mainstream media not really covering it, we keep winning election after election. You know, it's really our good signs.
With much larger margins than anybody's expecting,
that's right.
You know, based
landslide
on past turnout.
In South Carolina.
Look at South Carolina. Exactly.
Yeah.
Omaha.
You know, went from a 5-point win by Kamala Harris to a more than, I think, 70-point win or something like that.
Yeah.
Absurdly high margin compared to the normal turnout there. And so, you know, look at what we're watching here. And, you know, I think Virginia is going to be a bellwether. When people look back on this 2-year period in our history, we're going to elect Virginia's first woman governor the entire Democratic ticket here
and you know,
by a large margin.
And you know what you are? I think you're the bellwether of the ball. That's what I think. Just wrote that. All right, Mooks for Carl.
That wasn't half bad.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Mooks for Carl.
Yeah, you go to Mooks for Carl. Help me stop the recall.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Help.
Love you. Yes.
Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
All right. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by me. And this is why Michael writes love threads to me every single day. Why? Because of my natural vibe. Well, it's not natural. It's in a bottle, but it's Vibrian Super C Serum.
Okay.
It's not really a secret, is it? Because I just told you. I told you every day. It is fantastic and citrusy. I love how it feels going on. And in just this one, it's a little vial. It replaces my day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. It's made in the U.S. of A. right here with highest quality ingredients. You got your vitamin C, your hyaluronic acid, your vitamin B5, your vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. I mean, I notice it. Get your face up in my face. Do it.
Okay. Right away, Ms. Miller.
Healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots. You're nicer today because I supplied you with coffee. I'm still your coffee connection.
And I'm going to be getting meatballs here.
Oh, yes, you are. Vibrians.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience.com/Stephanie.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My co-hosts love the gummies. I love the relief stick after exercise. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, promo code Stephanie. CBDistillery.com, promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
What I know about courage...
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Oh.
I ran out the other day and almost plotzed.
Uh-oh.
I've got more on the wake. I can feel myself getting more brittle. Dottore with my Native Path collagen. I love it so much. I put it just a scoop in my coffee every morning. Mm-hmm. You can put it in your oatmeal, your smoothie, sure, what have you. And I'm telling you, collagen, it's a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and more youthful skin. By age 50, our collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%. That's why millions have turned to Native Path collagen. And I used to take different things for all that. You know, those expensive hair vitamins.
Sure.
Stuff that's good for your nails, the this, the that,
you
the
don't block, need all that.
Calcium for your bones. It's all in here. Significantly strengthen your bones, reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness. It's all in there. Go now. As a Stephanie Miller listener, you claim up to 45% off only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, getnativepath.com/Stephanie. All right. Representative Dan Goldman from the great state of New York.
The idea of focusing on President Biden is a way of distracting from Donald Trump's efforts to completely undermine our democracy, to grift and engage in corruption, and to help out his billionaire buddies by cutting their taxes while taking Medicaid away from the American people.
Yep. Thank you. It's just disgusting. House Republicans are expanding their investigation into President Biden's health.
Yep.
This is unbelievable. Yep. With a new tranche of requests to interview. Yeah, why don't everybody do what Jim Jordan did? Not comply. Now they expect people to comply with subpoenas, especially for this bull. Including former chief of staff Ron Klain, top senior advisor Anita Dunn. The committee requests your testimony to evaluate your eyewitness account of former President Biden's decline. Oh, my God. Blah, blah, blah. You will recall that Comer spent two fruitless years trying to prove that Biden and his family members financially benefited from his presidency. Meanwhile, I don't know who wrote this. Oh, Axios said, meanwhile, glorious leader is literally auctioning off FaceTime for millions a pop.
Yeah.
And they pretend it's not happening. Representative Brendan Boyle, our favorite Weeblo from the great Commonwealth, also a congressman.
Yeah. Millions and millions of Americans are going to lose their health care so that one-tenth of the top 1% of Americans, a few thousand of the richest people on earth, will be able to get tax cuts. That's really the trade-off. It's 16 million Americans losing their health care to pay for tax cuts to some of the wealthiest few thousand Americans in the country.
Yeah, I think 11 million is the understatement. Yeah. That's like the lowest estimate I've heard, and the top one I've heard is 16 million people. Senator Murphy, one last one.
The entire administration is a grift from top to bottom. So everybody that's close to Donald Trump is close to him because they want to become rich and they want Donald Trump to make them rich. And that's always been the center of this alliance between Musk and Donald Trump. And it appears that he didn't get everything that he wanted in this bill to help his companies. And so he's throwing a temper tantrum. You have to understand, none of this is on the level. I mean, this is all about a bunch of thieves stealing from us.
Thank you. I love Chris Murphy. Can I just say? Fantastic.
Yeah.
Pete in Wisconsin. Hey, Pete, welcome.
Hey, good, buddy. Every morning. How are you doing? All right. So since the election in November, we've had, Democratic win after Democratic win after Democratic landslide, overperformance.
Yep.
And yet, the congressional Republicans sure don't seem overly concerned about the midterms.
Yeah.
And so that, it's either like they're really high on their own supply, or, my spidey senses are still tingly. And in honor of Jim Ward, I got a conspiracy sausage yet again.
All right.
Take Joni Ernst, that whole brouhaha. They're just going to keep doubling and tripling down, and I think they already have settled on their strategy of distraction. And if they can just have this big leap of a big, beautiful bill, I think they lock in control. And then I keep thinking that we've pulled all our defenses down, or the tangerine tyrant has pulled all of our defenses down, and we have SecDef whiskey leaks. He's dying, absolutely dying, to declare martial law for any.
Yeah. And by the way, should this not be a bigger story? Ann Applebaum, the authoritarian scholar, said Darren Beatty, the State Department official who dismantled the U.S. government's main center for fighting Russian and Chinese propaganda around the world, turns out to have personal ties to the Russian elite. I mean, seriously, how many Russia stories do we need before we go,
Yep.
Not to mention, as you were saying, like, I don't know, Trump war planning with Putin, like, against Ukraine.
Against Ukraine. On the phone. Right.
How has he not been convicted of treason yet? Can someone help mommy? Help me. Dr. Erwin Redlener, David Jolly, and Dana Goldberg all coming up.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Emily Mills will join us from the Recombobulation area on an intriguing story about AI and its effect on the environment, as well as what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to Chinese media, President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have spoken amid stalled trade negotiations between the two countries. The discussion confirmed by the Chinese Foreign Ministry says the president was the one who initiated the call. Meantime, after exploding to a record high of $138 billion in March, the nation's trade deficit plummeted significantly in April.
As President Trump ramped up threats of tariffs earlier this year, U.S. companies and consumers ramped up their purchases of foreign goods in March to beat anticipated price increases. But as tariff rhetoric softened in April, imports decreased, exports increased, and the U.S. trade deficit dropped to $61.6 billion.
ABC's Jim Ryan, the president banning travel for people from 12 countries into the U.S. and issuing a partial ban for seven other countries. More Americans filing for unemployment claims. The Labor Department reporting a jump in filings to their highest level in 8 months. This is ABC News.